the meeting to order. We will rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item we have, our secretary is not here yet, she'll have to, I guess somebody will be secretary. Sean? Is there any changes or additions to the agenda?
Commissioner DeBleek, if I may, if everybody want to update, we had a correction in our planning, our labor committee minutes, so minor correction, typo. Other than that, that's all I'd have to add.
Okay. That correction, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? So moved.
I'll second.
Second. Okay. Any questions or concerns about the, I guess we could, about the transfers of the bills? If not, can I call the roll on that motion?
Certainly. Commissioner DeBleek?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Baumgart?
Aye.
Muskie?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item is the minutes of the labor management meeting. Let's see, we have Mr. Johnson is not here. You, Baumgart, you able to give the report on that meeting?
Yeah, I can take it if you want, Commissioner Baumgart.
Sure, that's fine.
Otherwise.
Yep.
All right, like throw you in the spot.
Okay, let me open them up here. All right, on May 2nd, the Labor Committee met. The items on there, we reviewed the customer satisfaction survey, customer outreach, community events, our new logo, and a miscellaneous item there. The first item on there, customer satisfaction survey. We had the rep from Q Market Research here, went through the survey with the Labor Committee, and we will bring that survey up. We have a condensed version for the commission as a whole today to go through it, and the results were very positive and very favorable from the community. So we felt it was important that the commission at least sees a condensed version of that. So after I'm done here giving an update, we'll turn it over to Chris Rydell to do that. Then the next item was our customer outreach. We've talked a number of times already before COVID whether we should continue with our open house on Public Power Week, and with COVID restrictions being lifted and more community outreach that we're able to do, we brought that back in front of the Labor Committee to have further discussions on where do we want to go, or do we want to promote other events. And the outcome of that, if you look at the second attachment under item 4, it's 2022 customer outreach proposal. Those are the outreach events that we had talked about doing, and those are the events that the Labor Committee is suggesting and recommending to the commission that we move forward with in lieu of our continued open house. Then the next item, number 3, our new logo. We have, if you look under our Labor Committee, you'll see the different logos that at staff level we brought forward. We started with somewhere around, what, 40, 50 logos probably in all. 40, 50 logos we had in all at staff level. We brought the logos to the Labor Committee. And Labor Committee, we narrowed it down to about four, I believe it was. Four logos that we'll take to a professional designer and then bring back to the Labor Committee, followed up by the commission before a logo is officially adopted as our new logo for Wilmer Municipal Utilities. And the last item that we have there under the miscellaneous, we are moving forward in our strategic plan. We've talked about looking at other software that's more functional for us, that's geared towards municipal accounting, utility accounting, fund accounting, and we are moving through that process. We received six RFPs. Out of that, we narrowed it down to four, and out of those four, we had interviewed three. So more to come on that. We're hoping within the next month that we will have some answers to our questions back, and then we'll be taking a recommendation back to the Labor Committee and to the Commission here, and we'd like to keep that process moving forward as well. So unless there's any additional questions, I would turn that back over to Commissioner DeBleek to field any questions, followed up by motions to accept, and then we'll turn it over to Chris to provide our customer satisfaction survey.
Okay. Any additional questions on the meeting minutes? If not, someone have a motion to accept the minutes?
So move.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion would carry. Okay. The satisfaction survey? Chris?
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
So if you look on the PowerPoint presented or entitled Customer Satisfaction, on slide two, well, let me go back just a little bit first. Just for your information, last November, December, WMU worked with Q Market Research to do 1,000 residential customer satisfaction surveys. It was one page. 500 of those surveys were sent out to be responded by email. 500 were sent out mail to be mailed back to the utilities. This is the first time that WMU has worked with Q Market Research before, and we had roughly 14.7% respondent rate, which according to Q Market Research was very, very high for the first time doing this, so we were very happy about that. Moving forward on slide two of the actual PowerPoint, some of the major points that Rick, representative from Q Market Research, brought forward was the high positivity rates of some of our scores here at WMU. Three of them specifically were the outage restoration time on services, which was at 90.5%. That's in that square box on the bottom. Reliability of WMU service, both for water and electric, and the ease of paying my WMU bill. So those were all in the 90s percentiles, which is excellent. Some of the ones that were a little bit lower that staff is looking into moving forward and working on communication in the future was WMU's efforts to be involved in the community, friendliness and knowledge of WMU's employees, ease of understanding my bill, and of course, and WMU employee ability to handle my request. So those are a little bit lower in the 86 to 87 percentile, but still also very high. So even from this quick picture of some of the questions asked, WMU is doing a great job of processing what the customers need. On the next slide, we are talking about something called the Net Promoter Score. This is a device or a tool that almost every company in the United States uses to see how they are seen by their customers. And you, as you can see here, WMU is scoring at 47.7 out of 100 total. So this scale is minus 100 to a positive 100. So even at right now, for the first time us giving this survey, we are at a very good range and almost to the excellence range for how customers are, if they would recommend us. On the next slide.
With that.
Oh, go ahead.
Expand on that a little bit more with the net promoter score, that there is, when customers recommend MUC to other customers, is what that is rating or trying to measure, correct?
That's, yes. That is basically what it is trying to measure, saying it's not necessarily are you satisfied per se with WMU, but would you recommend WMU to a fellow person? Now, sometimes what Rick was going into is we're the only service available for our customers, but even so, he said that this was a very high ranking or rating for utilities that he's seen in the past. So very positive there. And on the next slide, you can see this is the question that really asks what Rick was saying that this means is the value enhancement score means when a customer comes to us, are they feeling good about their interaction or are they feeling bad about their interaction? And what we can see here is that at 6.17 on a scale of 1 to 7, we're at 6.15, excuse me. That is a very, very good score, meaning that our customers are feeling good when they interact with us, whether it's on the phone, in the field, whenever. On the next slide, some of the positive comments that were written, there were 65 total comments that were written, and those, the major categories are the reliability of service, the friendliness of staff, the efficiency of employees, the quick response or good response to outages, and believe it or not, the affordability. And I say that because Rick mentioned he's never seen this on one of his surveys before, where affordability was in one of the comments, positive comments that customers wrote in. On the next slide, one topic or issue that WMU can improve on is communicating about energy conservation rebates. So the question we put on the actual survey was, how familiar are you with WMU energy conservation or energy rebates? And what Rick was saying, he thought every answer from basically 0 to 5 was more of a negative answer. So this was one portion that obviously you can see we were rated a 0 by 47 customers where they don't have any familiarity with our energy rebates. Now, that being said, in November, this survey was done in November or December of last year, and in January, we sent out a billing stuffer or a mailing to every one of our customers with a two-page informational piece on rebates on one page and then the application on the other page. So every time, or at least for the month of January, they opened their bill, they saw that they had some residential rebates available, and if they wanted to apply for them, they could just write the application on the back and send it in. And we've already received some of those. So we're addressing some of these issues already. On the next slide, one other important question that we were really trying to ascertain was the age or demographics of the respondents. And what you can see in this pie chart is that just over 3/4 of the people who responded to our survey were aged 50 plus. That we also got information on how long they've been a WMU customer, which corresponded closely to the age range as well. So for example, in that 75% of our customers, probably close to 75% were customers for more than 10 years or longer. This just gives us an idea of who's communicating to us, who's responding to us, and trying to adjust or think about the messaging that we're sending out and where we need to send it. So with that, I can entertain any questions that you guys might have or the commission may have regarding the survey that was done last year.
You said, I think you said we had 14% something return rate. Was there differences on those that were mailed out versus those that were online? Is there a preferred method that we could find?
You know, I don't have that off the top of my head. We can get that information.
I'm just wondering, going forward, if there's a more effective way to go and get those or if we're going to mix it up.
I think that's a really good question. I do know that that the more younger populations were emailing the information back. That being said, I do know that Rick from Q Market Research really suggests doing both avenues so that there's the opportunity for anyone to communicate however it works for them.
Any other questions on survey?
I have a question. Do you send the surveys with the bills or separately?
That was sent separately. So there was a different mailing for that in order to, as some people might not look at the other pieces of information with their bill, we wanted to send a separate mailing specifically with the survey involved.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay. I can see the survey gave us a lot of valuable information that we can use throughout the year. And we've got some areas we can improve on, in some areas where we can let people know that we're doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
In various areas. So I think it's a good plan to keep up with the surveys and through the next years and kind of follow and track how we're doing. So.
Okay.
Any other comments on this satisfaction survey?
Good job, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Okay. Moving on, I've got item 5.
Commissioner DeBlake, we need a motion on our outreach proposal.
Oh. Okay. The outreach program. Those events, that's for customer outreach rather than have a number of events throughout the year. And these are various listed under category B on that sheet as far as what we're kind of planning for outreach events to throughout the community. So any comments or questions or concerns about those events? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion would carry. Okay. Right, now we're at item 5, financial. Okay, Andrea.
Good morning. So for the financial reports today, we have the month of March. So beginning with the electric, our residential and commercial industrial revenues are up about $270,000 from last year. Expenses up about $623,000 from last year, with the retained earnings down about $414,000. However, as I mentioned last month, we do have that $369,000 WIPI bill that was for February, not posted till April, so that will straighten out next month. In the water, after factoring in the 5% rate increase for this year, our residential and commercial industrial revenues are up about $32,000 from where we would expect them to be. expenses are up about $222,000, and retained earnings are down about $143,000 from last year. And looking at all divisions, overall, the retained earnings are down about $557,000. And then we have the graph comparing the month-to-month and year-to-date. Looking at the investments for March, our month-end value was just over $42 million, and there wasn't any significant notes for that month.
Okay.
And the last one, cost of power, was at 5 cents 2 mils for March, and that was just slightly under last year's, so it's about right where we expect it to be.
Okay, questions on the financials? Okay, great, thank you. Wind turbine report.
Thank you, President Blake. As you look at April's wind turbine report, I had to kind of look at it twice when I got it last week. That is a real number. Availability for the turbines for April, turbine number 3 was 95.8, and turbine number 4 was 98.8%. And obviously, if you remember back last month, it was very windy out. So we ended up with a kilowatt output hours total of 1,416,112. Scroll down to year to date, and you can see how that puts us in place there. So I got to look at that number a little bit, thinking that it was quite high, and it is. Some fun facts we've been able to pull up. Since being put into service in 2009, we've only gone over 1 million six times, including last month. The last million output happened in December of 2016, so just about 5.5 years ago. And the previous record was set in March of 2012, and that was 1,116,052. So this last month's record beat it by just a little over 300,000 kilowatt hours. So the guys were very excited to see that, and they've been working really hard to hit this goal, is to set a new record. They've been talking about it for quite some time. And I just wanted to give them a shout out for the work that they do to keep the turbines running and available to spin when we have the wind. So I'd take questions if you have them.
I was thinking all the naysayers who always complain when they're not both running, you should spread this as far as you can.
Very good. It's great to see a very positive report
on
the wind turbines, and hopefully they keep running without problems.
Having a good year.
It seems like we're going to have days like today where they should really produce a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you.
Educational topic, Chris.
All right.
What strategic plan?
For the strategic plan. So a little bit of a quick background update. Last year, WMU contacted MRES to help facilitate designing a new strategic plan that we can use moving forward. And we worked with them to develop the document that you kind of see in front of you today. Staff regularly updates the commission 2 times a year on progress that's being made. And today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the changes since the last time this was brought in front of commission. So in front of you with the document, I'd like you to go down to page number 8, slide 8. And this is a one-year layout since the strategic plan was adopted. I think it was April of last year. And it's divided into quarters. So we have July 2021, October 2021, January 2022, and April 2022. Now, on this document that you see in front of you, you can see green and yellow highlights. The green highlights are completed, and the yellow highlights are in progress. So if we could just go to, if you look on July 2021, we can just talk a little bit about the yellow highlights that we have currently. The first one under staff development is the Silent Impact. This is a program designed to help staff think about or consider different methodologies of working together as a team, dealing with frustrations, whether it's in the office or the home, things like that. That is currently being worked on, but it's going to be an ongoing program. So with a lot of these yellow highlights, it's hard to have a decisive completed date or completed time as we continue to do these things. So for example, number 6 is training, which includes cyber training or specific skill training for staff in the field or in the office, and that again is an ongoing program. And finally, on technology, that is also the current technology review. That is also something that is continually ongoing. On October 21st, for utility identity on the top row there, we can see start design and posting new Facebook posts. This is something that has recently been prioritized, where we are trying to send out messages weekly to our customers, whether it's on safety or energy rebates or information about our staff or things going on in the field. That is a new idea that we're jump-starting. Under infrastructure on October 21, you can see the Northeast Power Plant funding, which has been still continued to go on because of a few financial trying to ascertain funding for the project, and the power plant abatement demo planning. That is almost to the point where we're going to be completed with that. In January 2022, 7 was evaluate effectiveness of contact methods. This is specifically to do with outreach to different demographic groups in WMU's territory. We've had, we're attempting to reach different ethnicities or see what the best way to communicate or contact them is. Number 1 is the Wilmer Priam Power, I'm sorry, under infrastructure, number 1 is the Wilmer Priam Power Plant Substation Upgrades and Upgrades. These are all in progress. I believe the Wilmer, all of them are still in progress, but some of them will be completed relatively soon. Under technology, in January 2022, we have the CIS ABS decision. This is our billing software information. We're in the process of making a final decision on which program we'd like to move forward with. And finally, new building in January 2022, determine the final location of that new building. That is still in the process of trying to figure out. In April 2022, under utility identity, we have choose and implement a new logo, which we brought forward to you today. We have choose and implement new visual projects for WMU. This is an idea that we're trying to show the distinctions between some of the city and WMU and show the value of public power here in the community. In education, communication, education, and outreach, number 2 is implement an increase in public relations budget, which is what is being planned for in the 2022 year budgetary timeline. And under infrastructure for the Northeast Water Plant, groundbreaking was hopefully, we were optimistic that it would happen in April of 2022. Obviously that cannot happen because of the funding, so that is being postponed a little bit. In planning, number 7, schedule municipal buildings for lighting assessments. We are almost complete with this, but there are still some buildings in the city that we need to do lighting assessments for, to ascertain whether or not they need to do an they should do an LED retrofit. Finally, for technology in 2022, this is the SCADA relocation. Staff is going to be looking at trying to change the location of where SCADA is located, but we're in the process of that. And of course, the LCM R&I programming is being looked at, but it's not finalized as of yet. So those are all the major changes from the last time that we brought this forward. And on the next page, on the previous page, we had the strategic plan laid out in a quarterly level. Here we have it laid out in years. So we have 2022, 23, 24, 25. And so as you can see, even already on our 2022 year timeline, we're completed with some of the scheduled events or programs that we're planning on. We're in progress of quite a few of them, the majority of them. And finally, under the planning portion, the annual update to the 10-year SIP programming and the annual strategic plan review happened later in the season, so those haven't started yet. But other than that, I can open it up to any questions that the commission might have. I know it's a lot of information at one time, but just letting you know kind of the progress that we're making and what we're doing.
Your questions on the strategic plan? Well, I would say it's very good information, and I think, you know, at least one of the most important things we have to do is plan and have a plan out there and follow the plan. Mm-hmm. Don't just make a plan and put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of organizations do, but I'm glad to see this is very, very active and mobile and changing. So,
and if there are any suggestions or desired changes when we give this presentation, you know, staff would be open to that if it's if there's an easier way for you to digest some of the information as well.
Thank you. With that, we'll move forward to item 8. You want to move forward to the next item? We have an
announcement. Okay, yep, absolutely. The next thing that we have is the WMU scholarship information. So in 2022, each year, WMU awards a $250 scholarship to graduating seniors who plan to attend a post-secondary educational institution, and their parents are in the WMU territory. The purpose of this is to increase awareness to the of public power and give something back to the community. Students submitted an essay titled Municipal Utilities, Good for All of Us. All of the essays were intriguing, well-written, and made for a difficult decision for the internal committee to review and select the winners. We are proud to award a $750 scholarship to Ryan Papenfuss. Ryan is the son of Chris and Allison Papenfuss, and the $250 scholarship was awarded to Max Gatewood, son of Joe and Lynn Gatewood. The WMU scholarships will be presented to these two individuals at the Wilmer High School Honors Awards Program on Wednesday, May 25th. And as the winner, as the first place winner, Mr. Papenfuss's essay will be moved to be entered into the Tom Bovitz Memorial Scholarship Program, where he has the opportunity to win other scholarships through MMUA. Staff wanted to thank MUC, the commission, for supporting this outreach and these scholarship opportunities for the young people in our community. Public power is important as it touches the lives of everyone here. This is a great way to give back to our community and raise awareness of the energy that WMU provides. So thank you very much.
Thank you. It's great to see that these scholarships are being applied for and being awarded. So, and it's nice to see that coming from young people in the community. So, any other questions or comments for Chris?
All right.
Thank you very much. General Manager Herron.
Thank you, Commissioner DeBleek. The first item is a Red Rock Tour Missouri River is hosting again. We put a brochure in the packet so you can see the details of it, but there's multiple times. And if anybody's interested in going, please let Beth know and we'll set it up. It's about a four-hour drive down there, three-hour tour, four-hour drive back. So it'll be kind of a long day, but if you've never seen the hydro plant and are interested, you might find it interesting and intriguing. So let Beth know. Then we got Labor Committee. We just had one, but we got additional items coming up there. We'll focus on the Planning Committee. That is actually, as of this morning, is set for next week, Monday the 16th. And you know what the agenda items are. I believe we got four agenda items, I believe, on for that day on that meeting. Then as we go down to future events, we got our annual meeting coming up here this week. And it will be followed up with a special meeting June 3rd. And then on June 3rd meeting is transmission presentation. Missouri River will be here. And then on June 13th, Commissioner DeBleek and Lahmer will be at the APPA National Convention. So if anybody else can't make that meeting, please let Beth know so we're sure we have a quorum for that meeting. So that will be June 13th meeting because we'll be down two commissioners as they'll be at the National Convention. So that would conclude my update. Unless there's additional questions, I'd be more than happy to field them.
Okay. I would recommend and encourage anybody that hasn't been on a dam tour down at Red Rock to take that in. That is a very, very interesting tour. If you've never seen a hydro plant, they'll get you right down into the internal workings of the plant, at least when I took the tour for that plant. So it's very, very interesting. And you say you can, it would be a long day, but it all can be done within one day if you want to go down there and take a look, take and see that. So if not, that it concludes our agenda. So is there any other questions? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Adjourn.